You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Follow TrueNorth.com empowers creatives to become the best versions of themselves while making a profitable living. Shannon Ettenier, the founder and CEO of True North Creative Business Planning, a creative business incubator, offers a suite of business development services designed for the creative community with downloadable e-guidebooks, forms, and templates, thousands of resources, and a discussion forum manned by business experts. Shannon, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So give us a little background on your company, followtruenorth.com, and how it came about, and describe the project in your own words.
Well, I have been in corporate finance for well over a decade and found that I was frustrated and didn't feel like I was contributing to anything that was bigger than myself. So I started to get back into art and creativity, and I found that my strength in finance and strategic planning would be paired very well with my new creative counterparts to develop business plans and kind of help them make a living out of something that they love to do. And this kind of helped me fulfill that need to contribute to something bigger than myself, because with all these creatives together and collaborating, it was very easy for them to develop new projects and do things that they weren't aware they were capable of doing. So it's kind of exciting around here.
What are the most important facets of entrepreneurial success? How does followtruenorth.com help facilitate that success?
I think there's three really large pieces that if you get right, you're definitely going to be moving in the right direction. The first one is determining and organizing your goals. And this is a big question I get from a lot of people, not just creatives. Like, how do I organize these ideas into a big goal, into where I'm headed? And I always like to say, just go to Staples or your nearest office supply store and get a big pad of Post-its. And, you know, for a few weeks, months, however long you have to plan, write down your goals and throw them up on a blank wall. And eventually you'll start noticing a trend. And then to organize those trends into three major topics. So maybe one would be write a book. One would be, you know, work for myself. Another would be collaborate with a partnership with another entrepreneur. And then work towards those goals. The second part of that would be to build a strong foundation for your business. And you do that through a business plan. Business plans are really, really important. You're two times as likely to succeed if you have a detailed business plan. And I want to point out that that's not something that you have to live and die by. It's just something to get you thinking through the process and to get you thinking in the direction of who is my client, what do they want, what direction am I headed, what are the important things I need to focus on. A business plan is merely a tool for getting you where you need to go. It's not necessarily a roadmap that you have to, you know, follow every single step of the way. And then the third key, which is something that is near and dear to my heart, is becoming part of a community, whether that be on a local level, a national level, an international level. Find your people. Find your creative hub. And, you know, that could be anything from taking art classes at your local YMCA to joining online art classes. And then, of course, Follow True North provides tools for all of these things. You know, we will help you put together your goals. We will help you put together your business plan. And we will surely offer a very, very big community to help you support you through every step of your business journey.
As an incubator, what projects have come about as a result of the idea generation platform?
Well, we've had a few surprises. We've had some ideas generate just off of some small discussions that we had. One gal was ready to throw in the towel, and she had a product that she had been developing, and, you know, she had been doing this for 5 years, and really didn't feel like there was a market for her. And once we started talking, we found that if you tweaked the approach, that she could be very successful. Now, she was someone who developed, this sounds funny, but she was developing little bunny rabbit dioramas. So she would put together little scenes for dollhouses, and they were actually really quite lifelike, and a lot of time and talent went into this project. And she got really frustrated because she didn't think anybody would buy something like that. And what we did was we talked her into actually developing it into a children's book and then using the actual product of the bunny rabbit and the dioramas and bundling that with her children's book, and she would have a product to launch. And she's actually working with an agent publisher right now to get that out to market. But she was basically already doing all of the work. She just didn't realize it. You know, she was posting these beautiful pictures on Facebook and putting together the story. And she was already, you know, essentially creating a children's book without even realizing it. We just brought that to her attention. And, you know, here's someone who was ready to throw in the towel, and now she's about to go to market with this whole new idea that she didn't think she was going to be able to pull off.
Today we're joined by Shannon Ettenier, the founder and CEO of True North Creative Business Planning, a creative business incubator that offers a suite of business development services designed for the creative community with downloadable e-guidebooks, forms, and templates, thousands of resources, and a discussion forum manned by business experts here on Enterprise Radio today, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Shannon, what are the key differentiators between you and other players in the business planning sector?
Most importantly, the way that we differentiate ourselves is most of the business planning materials you'll find out on the shelves or even online are either quite theoretical and come in extensive finance speak, which is a language I do speak with an economics background. However, that's not applicable to somebody who's an artist who doesn't think left brain. And then for those that are, you know, kind of directed toward the right brain thinker, a lot of the time the material doesn't help them actually put together materials and a plan to actually manage a business going forward. It usually helps them with, you know, kind of putting together an idea of where they want to go. But once you get to the financials and actually putting together a complete business plan to seek funding and to actually manage the business, you know, it feels like the ball is dropped there. So we like to provide every level of service that somebody who's starting a creative business with needs, so they have no excuses. We want to give them the self-paced guidebooks, and we'll give them the community so they can discuss their ideas and work with other creatives in the field. And then we'll also have one of our business professionals who's on our team answering in the discussion forum so they can ask whatever business question they would want. And it's essentially a 24/7 consulting service for, you know, a tiny fraction of the cost of what you would have to pay for an hourly rate. So, and then even further, we do provide one-on-one consulting services for people who are, you know, just don't have the time to do it right now and they would like to understand the business more fully and just want to schedule an hour here or there to kind of break it down quickly.
So tell me, where do you go from here?
Right now, we actually have a lot of buzz stirring. We have several organizations that are interested in partnering with us. I, right now, am executive director of Center for the Arts here in Idaho. So through that association, we'll be working with a scholarship plan to get youth involved and get other levels of artists involved. We'll also be working with some universities to get some more formal education for their master's programs and beyond. And then we also am working with some empowerment seminar organizations that help, you know, diffuse the fear associated with becoming a professional creative, because it is so vulnerable and, you know, you do have the negative self-talk. So there's a lot of exciting partnerships and strategic alliances that we're going to be joining forces with. So it'll be pretty exciting.
Definitely. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information about True North Creative Business Planning online. I know we've mentioned the website, but why don't you tell us once again?
The website is followtruenorth.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Follow True North as well. You can kind of get a taste for what we're all about at those different sites. And we'd be really happy to quickly discuss any ideas you have, we're more than happy to help.
How about giving us a tip in conclusion for our listeners? I'm sure you have some good recommendations on the way out.
My biggest recommendation really is to follow thought leaders in your area. I myself follow folks like Guy Kawasaki and Seth Godin. You know, follow their blogs, read their books, kind of dig into the nitty-gritty of what, you know, have made them successful, what their mistakes are. Because you'll find that they do share them. They share the ups and the downs. So learn from them. They're more than willing to share this information with you, so you might as well take advantage of it. And definitely find a community that you can become a part of, where you can find some other peers and mentors and advisors.
Certainly some good advice. It's been good to catch up with you. She is Shannon Ettenier, the founder and CEO of True North Creative Business Planning, a creative business incubator that offers a suite of business development services designed for the creative community with downloadable e-guidebooks, forms, and templates, thousands of resources, and a discussion forum manned by business experts. And the website of reference, once again, is followtruenorth.com. Shannon, thanks so much for being with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.